Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
He is the face of bare knuckle fighting, and he will return to his throne on December 3rd when he takes on Eddie Alvarez in the main event for the King of Violence title. I am always happy to speak to the Platinum One himself, Mike Perry. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, brother. Ready to go capture my throne.
Absolutely. You gotta cut weight. So are you just going to take it out on Eddie Alvarez that you have to miss Thanksgiving?
Hey, man, I'm going to eat a little bit tomorrow. I got a little bit of work to put in next week to finish making the weight. I've been working on it pretty well this week. That's the main focus, though, is getting the weight off. I'll have a little plate tomorrow. And this isn't my first rodeo fighting around a Thanksgiving and having – last time when I fought Michael Seals in Triller, it was the day after Thanksgiving. So I went and I had food Thanksgiving was like the day before weigh-ins. So I had a little bit and then I had to go cut the weight. I weighed in. It was pretty crazy that time. So I can eat a little bit tomorrow. And it makes you, when you have to sacrifice a little bit like that, like you'll have this little plate with those little bits of all the good stuff on it. And then you'll eat it and it'll be gone. And you'll be like, damn. And I went up like a pound or two eating that. Now I have to cut that weight. But it makes you appreciate all the times that you don't have to do that when you're a fighter. Like, you know, when the fight's not so close and you can really indulge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you posted recently, like, how much, like, your family means to you and how much that's kept you centered. And I'm sure, like, the holidays are always special for family time. But I know, yeah, I remember, you know, obviously, like, from the time you made your UFC debut to now, like, you've grown and evolved so much, not only as a fighter, but as a person, like, how much your wife and kids mean to you, like, how much that's changed you, right?
Absolutely. They're the most important thing in my life. And I mean, fighting is a close second, but the fighting, you know, it helps me take care of them. It helps them, helps me give them a better life. So I definitely, you know, the fighting is very important to me. It is a dream and things like that. But my family is a dream as well. I'm super grateful to have them and, to be able to take care of them. So, you know, I got to go get this Christmas money next week.
I love it. So we talked right after you signed your contract. And of course, at that point, you even mentioned, like, we were kind of hinting around that Eddie Alvarez was going to be the guy. I watched the press conference. You stared him down. This seems like the perfect fight to make. This is going to be probably the biggest fight in BKFC history after you had the biggest fight in BKFC history back in April with Luke Rockhold. Let me ask you this, Mike. What did you think of Eddie during that stare down when you finally came face to face with him at that press conference a little while ago?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. Like, you know, on one side, I'm like, how does this little guy think he's even gonna have a chance in there with me? But it never matters. You know, I believe that if God puts someone across from you, you got to watch out. They have a chance too. So I'm going to be looking to be perfect in there and touch them up, hurt them good with every shot I hit them with. I'm going to make it count, and I'm going to make a point the way I go after him. I'm saying I want this to be it for him. I want to be the one that he fights last, and I want to end it for him and show him the door. So that means I got to go after him, and I got to really put the pain on him and make him feel it. And, I want to knock him unconscious in front of the crowd and give the people the show they want to see. And it doesn't matter that it's Eddie Alvarez. I mean, it's a nice plus because he's been a champion in three organizations. But I kind of feel like he's, sloppy seconds for me because Conor already did it to him. And I just got to go repeat that. I'm going to do the same thing to him. I'm going to put that pressure on him, punch him in the face, and knock him down. I don't know how many times he's going to get up. We'll see.
Yeah. I remember, when you made your BKFC debut, immediately all eyes were on you because a lot of people were like, man, Mike Perry is just built for bare knuckle. You were a guy who was you were chiseled for this sport. And when you fought Michael Venom Page, there was a curious question because Michael Venom Page was such a high-level striker. Curious, and credit to him, man, he stuck around. It was a great fight. Obviously, ended up getting that win. Luke Rockhold, you had former UFC champion, and that was the size thing, right? Luke was a big guy. You're not a natural middleweight, and Luke is a big dude. Luke easily could fight a light heavyweight. You went out there and took him out. A little bit of the reverse this time, though, Mike, because not only are you the favorite, but I think a lot of people believe you should win this fight, right? This is your fight to win. We don't have nearly as many questions. You've got the experience edge. You got the size edge. You got the power edge. Does that add any extra pressure when the expectation is a little higher, when it's myself and I imagine most of the world saying, yeah, Mike Perry should win this fight?
No, you just have to believe it. You have to not, no doubt. You have to just delete all doubt. And every time someone says something like that, I'm grateful to hear it, and because I need to go out there and prove that and show that and back these people up who are backing me up. And I've been in a place in the fight game before where something like that might have put pressure on me, but for this, and when the gloves are off and it's bare knuckle, I know what I'm getting myself into. It's just facts are facts. I'm much more of a puncher than he is. I'm much more of, a brawler than he is. And there's not a lot of technical standpoints that he has that he can utilize to gain any ground in this fight. So, he can try to run. He can try to hide. He can try to, keep his guard up and make me punch his hard spots like his forehead or his elbows or, but the thing is that I'm just not going to stop. I'm going to keep punching him. If those are the spots he's giving me, I'll break through them. I'll break him down, and I plan to dismantle Eddie Alvarez next week.
Mike, this, I know this is a tough question to answer before you get in there with him, but I am kind of curious because I mentioned the MVP fight and Luke Rockhold, the challenges those fights presented, obviously MVP being the technical striker and Luke being a massive dude. Let's just be honest, he's a big dude. Is Eddie Alvarez a tougher or easier fight? When I say easier, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but is he a tougher fight or an easier fight than the two guys you just beat?
Well, Luke didn't give me the banger of a fight. I mean, he hit me once, and then I found my range and took him out. I hit him with a shot that he did not win. He took it tough, though. He definitely did take that shot. He didn't just go down. So, Eddie is just different because those two guys were tall, and they fought differently, especially in the striking. Eddie is a little bit shorter than me, and he was looking thick at the press conference when we faced off or whatever. He's been putting the weight on to try to come up here. I don't know how much above 175 he was. He's probably about on weight. I still got a little bit to cut, and you know, I want to make it look easy. I want to be perfect in there. I'm going to do my best to that. And in, you know, anything I do get hit with, I'm prepared for and ready to return fire. I want to, you know, just break them down, pick them apart. I want to be my normal, cool self in there. The boxing is still about the swagger. The swagger gives you the speed, the timing, and the power. So, you know, those are my attributes I'm looking to bring in the ring with me.
You said, Mike, a little bit ago, you said there's a little bit of a feeling like a little bit of sloppy seconds because, you know, Connor already cracked that chin. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing, listen, we all compliment, like, toughness and durability in this sport, Mike, and obviously that is an attribute to have. And Eddie's shown that throughout his career. But you and I both know at some point, you know, toughness can backfire on you. You know, when you rely on that toughness, you get your chin cracked. It's never the same again. We saw when he fought in one championship, he fought a lot of the bigger guys over there, and he had some struggles when he fought the bigger guys. There's a reason why Eddie Alvarez dropped to lightweight. He used to be a welterweight. There's a reason why he dropped to lightweight. That size and that power made a difference. You're like, at the end of the day, that's going to be the difference in this fight. Like, yes, he's a tough guy. Yes, he's a legend, but he can't take Mike Perry's punches, especially at 175.
No, I all I got to do is be consistent, find my range, be able to touch him, and you know, be able to take what he touches me with, because maybe he'll be fast, maybe he'll be a little faster on the ins and outs. There will be some things that I think I will be faster at. We'll see how fast his legs are. His movement, depend on if he's, how low he's ducking, where he's ducking, which side, you know, which way he's moving. And I'm going to figure these things out. If he's coming forward, if he's running back, running in circles, trying to stay away from me, these are all ideas that I have. You know, I have my own ideas on what to do. And yeah, when I do put this power on him, you know, we'll see if his head breaks up my hands. I think I'm better at punching bare knuckle than I was in my first. So I think, you know, I squeeze my fist nice and tight. And when I shove it down his face, it's just simple, man. It really is. Like, we keep kind of going in circles, and it always keeps leading back to me thinking about how badly I'm going to beat this guy. Like, and it's hard to do that before a fight, to say that. And then when you go out there, the guy shows you something like, yeah, I deserve to be here. And I expect that so much from Eddie Alvarez, that he wants to give himself a show. Like, he wants to be tough and be prepared for all of it. But I just think there's something else that I can't quite explain that I'm going to bring into the ring with me.
There's just that something we know every time you come in there, you always bring that something special, Mike. We know that every time you step in there.
Thank you.
Last time we spoke, as I mentioned, is right after you signed your deal with BKFC. And also at that point, you were also preparing as the backup for the Logan Paul, Dylan Danis fight. I remember talking to you after the Jake Paul thing, and you were, I wouldn't say upset, but you were kind of disappointed the way that whole thing played out. You know, they tease you as the backup, they use your name as a backup, and then everything. Can I ask, like, in all honesty, the way that whole Logan Paul thing played out, you went over, did you get paid? Let me ask you, like, I won't ask how much you got, but, like, did they take care of you? Because, man, did they build up the Mike Perry name trying to use you over there, and then obviously, you know, Dylan Danis went in there and kind of didn't show up, for lack of a better word?
Well, you know, the fans, for all the trash talk and stuff that happened with that fight for Logan and for Dylan, they were meant to fight each other. And I just, you know, they gave me a little check for coming out, and all the hoops I jumped through preparing for that fight and going out there and dealing with the organization and the media and all those things, I started realizing, I was like, wow, this little check is fucking pointless. Like, maybe I shouldn't have done this. And then, you know, they didn't even give me any any FaceTime, any camera time, any attention towards me at all. It's like, what was the point of y'all having me out here? You know, just because you could have, because you offered me a check that was good enough at the moment for me to be like, all right, let's go get this. And, you know, things happen for a reason. That check, that little check kept me in a certain area until this fight next week. So, you know, it is what it is. Maybe they both retired now. You know, guys want a little bit of credibility, and they try to use my name to get it, but you don't get that credibility unless you're in the ring with me, and then people know, the real fans, committed ones, know that there's a difference when I step in that ring as compared to all the trash talk or, you know, the interviews or the media or the just... You know, I'm not your best speaker. I'm more of a damn scrapper.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So to that point, would that be like, I know we've talked about, you know, you doing boxing in the past, and obviously your focus right now is on Bare Knuckle and Eddie Alvarez, but like, if you do something like that again, would it be like, sign me to fight? Like, don't sign me as the backup. Like, it's got to be me and Logan Paul, me and Dylan, me and KSI, whatever the, whoever the name is. No more, because that was the thing I remember telling you when we talked the last time. Like, when I did the podcast with Matt Brown, like, Matt said, like, Logan Paul is praying that Dylan Danis shows up. He does not want Mike Perry in that fight. At this point, like, in your head, is it, because I think of you as the A-side, Mike. Like, you are one of the biggest names in the sport now, in combat sports. Like, there's a reason you're headlining cards. Is there part of you that's like, no more of this backup stuff? Either sign to fight me or I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the fights. I don't want, you know, I mean, if there's a good chance that someone's not coming and I'll get the full fight and the paycheck for the fight and, you know, give me some damn respect throughout the week. But really, yeah, I just want to fight. So, I mean, fuck all that bullshit. I prepared complete for a fight, and I deserve to have my name on the poster and everything that comes with it. So, you know, this is the real fight. It's King of Violence title, against a great name who's fought everyone everywhere, for the last 20 years. So, you know, I can't let the old man beat me, and I can't, you know, that's nothing against the old man, because I love guys like Yoel Romero and Dan Henderson, who fought till they were 47, still fighting. Yoel Romero still fighting. So, you know, age and experience, he does have age and experience, but I have the bare knuckle experience. So it's, you know, it's a good little toss up. This talking shit, you know, it flusters me in my head. And like, I thank God it's sparring night. I'm about to go to the gym and punch people. And I'm just going to go out and act like it's Eddie right now. And I'm just going to go across the ring and try to finish him. Like, every second I get, I'm trying to finish him. And I hope Eddie hears that and thinks that I'm just going to keep coming at him, and then he can move and try to run away all he wants. There's nothing he can do when he gets put in that ring with me.
Well, I tell you what, I got you so fired up now, Mike. I feel bad for your sparring partners. Apologize to them for me for getting you all fired up beforehand. Last thing, Mike, you know, we know, of course, this is for the King of Violence title. It's a really cool thing. I loved it. I talked to Dave Feldman about it yesterday. I loved that they're introducing it. But be honest, like, just be honest with me, Mike. This isn't like the winner is the King of Violence. Like, you're defending the King of Violence, right? Like, you're already the King of Violence.
My boy, Damon, yes, let's go, bro. I mean, look, I have to enjoy all of the parts of this. I love what you said, that I'm already that. I already have that title, and I'm just going to defend it. This time they're going to put it around me. Wow, man, it's an opportunity that I will not let slip through my fingers. I will not.
I can't wait. I appreciate it as always, Mike, man. Always a pleasure. I love chatting with you. Obviously, safe training the rest of the way, man. Safe travels out to Utah for the fight. And let's catch up afterwards, after you have that, officially have that King of Violence title on your shoulder.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that watched. And stay tuned next week, December 2nd, BKFC, Platinum Mike Perry, main event, King of Violence title against Eddie Alvarez.
Cannot wait, Mike. We'll talk soon, all right?
Cheers, brother.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.